I doubt there is a more overused word in the English language than the word awesome. I ordered a salad the other day as a substitute for fries. My waiter said, awesome. Good choice. I'm not sure awesome is the right word. And yet no word better describes what it means to be a parent than the word awesome. I'll never forget what I first experienced when I discovered I was going to be a father for the first time. Two notions overwhelmed me. First, what an awesome gift that God will allow me to be a parent. But second, what an awesome responsibility to think that God is going to bring an eternal being into this world. This little person will never cease to exist, and I am responsible to set him on the right course. Now, the purpose of our baby dedication is to help you in your awesome responsibility as a parent, to help you get a good start with your child. Before you had a child, some of you read the book, What to Expect When You're Expecting. Well, our children's ministry is putting together this brief presentation to help you know what to expect as you prepare for our baby dedication. Now, let me encourage you to take some time with this. Not only is it going to help you prepare for the baby dedication, more importantly, we hope it'll help you be godly parents to your child. Now, why a baby dedication anyway? You know, at New Life, we are a Bible-based church. By that, we mean we look to the Bible for direction on what we believe and how we should live. In the Old Testament of the Bible, God called for firstborn babies to be dedicated as a sign that they belong to him. Now, in the New Testament, we see Jesus was dedicated in the temple for the same reason. However, in the New Testament church, there is no pattern for baby dedication. You read the book of Acts, the history book of the church, and there are no baby dedications there. So Christian parents today dedicate their children not for legalistic reasons, but as an act of worship, to acknowledge God's sovereignty over their children and to acknowledge their need for God as parents. When a child is dedicated before God in the church, the parents are humbly asking for wisdom and grace, and then they pray for the child's faith, that one day that child will come to trust Jesus as Savior and to follow him as leader. Now, parents, at this point, it's obvious that the baby dedication really is more for the parents than for the baby. No Bible passage speaks more succinctly to a parent's responsibility than Deuteronomy 6:5-9, where it says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commands I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road and when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates." See, God makes it clear in the Old Testament, for a child to grow to love God with all of his heart, the parents first have to show the way. Parents, God says, you love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength. You follow God's instruction, then impress those things on your children. Einstein once said that example isn't the best teacher, it's the only teacher. Now, clearly that's hyperbole, but it's making the point that if we want our children to follow God, for instance, we have to set the pace. Our children are going to catch how to love God by watching our example. That scares the willies out of me. I wonder if that scares you as much as it scares me. So, Mom and Dad, to prepare for the baby dedication Sunday, please begin by preparing yourself spiritually. What's your relationship with God? Have you received his grace? Are you listening to him? Reading his Bible daily? Do you worship weekly? I'm not asking those questions legalistically. I'm asking them because you love your child and you want what's best for your child. And giving your child what's best begins with you being the person that God has created you to be first. So in the days ahead, you're going to need God's wisdom. In the days ahead, you're going to need God's grace. So whatever God is asking you to do right now, out of love for your child, to walk in obedience to him, I'd encourage you, take that next step. The book of Deuteronomy goes on to say that children learn to love God by what we teach them in the warp and woof of everyday living. Now, of course, that begins with raising your child in the church. One reason I love God is because I experienced God's love in my home church. Those people were not just acquaintances, they were extended family. You could talk with my brothers or sister, and they would agree with you that we were not just raised by our parents, we really were raised by a church family. And I'd encourage you, because a good church family overcomes a multitude of parenting sins. Having said that, the forefront of spiritual development is the home. That's why Deuteronomy instructs parents to teach their children constantly, as you sit, as you walk, when you lie down, when you get up, on your doorposts, on your gateposts. In other words, every moment is an opportunity to teach your child to love God with all your heart in every moment. So when you pray before a meal, you teach the child that God provides everything for our good. When you enjoy a sunset together, you teach them to look for how God is always at work around them. When they're hurt by a friend, you teach them grace and what it means to forgive. When they feel afraid, you teach them to pray and what it means to cast all your anxieties on Jesus because he cares for you. And when they dream about the future, you teach them that God has made them for a great purpose. Finally, don't underestimate the power of prayer. Many times my mom and my grandmother have told me that they've been praying for me. I'm almost 50 years old, and I cannot tell you how much strength that has given me through the years. And my mom would tell you that she made a lot of mistakes as a mother, but the one thing she did right was to pray for her children every day, and she still does. She told me that just yesterday. Now, you're going to make a lot of mistakes as moms and dads, but the prayer of a righteous parent is powerful and effective. Now, before I close, I have a specific request. You have a vision for the kind of adult you want your child to become. If you're like I am, you probably haven't written it down. So let me encourage you to take a few moments as a couple to write down the vision of character that you have for your child when they're 18, 19, 20 years old. Maybe a good place to start would be, you know, we want our child to be humble, to be wise, to be strong, to be emotionally intelligent, to be honest, to be godly. So let me encourage you to make the list. Writing it down, I think, will help you to clarify your expectations and to be more intentional in your parenting. You can look at it in 5 years from now and see, how are we doing? What adjustments maybe do we need to make? Now, on May 3rd, you are invited to join us for a special baby dedication dinner. And we're going to ask everybody to bring their lists with them to that meeting. And we think it'll help us make the baby dedication ceremony that much more meaningful. Well, thanks for listening. The very fact that you've taken this time to listen indicates your commitment to God and to your child. And my prayer is that God will bless your home and bless your child as you seek his blessing. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we need you. We thank you that you give us the gift of life and the gift of children. And we are confessing our need for you. So now, Lord, I pray that you would use these next few moments and these sessions together to prepare us for good years ahead, that our children would be children who are raised to love you with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. Through Christ we pray these things. Amen.